This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So our Own My Cock and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show Friday will be holding the, parabolic?
Parabolic mics.
Parabolic microphone. They are the big clear dishes that you see. Cool. And they pick up all the sound.
Mm-hmm.
So Odyssey, the company we work for, they are the home of the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. So I believe that's the Fox. I believe that's the Fox in Kansas City, because at one point in time, they offered me a job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if it's still them, it's the same people. Either way, you guys get to be on the field and hold those microphones and watch an NFL game from the sidelines.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're standing, you're either going to have the best seat in the house or the worst. But either way, it's going to be a cool experience.
Oh, for sure.
So our question based on that, good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment or experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola!
Yeah, so a little bit over 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet Adam Jones, a guitar player for Tool.
Oh, nice. What was the circumstance?
So, way back when they had first started the VIP experience, I did that and saw him in Spokane. I'll just say, the VIP experience back then was worth way more than it is now. But at the time, they had something that was, they called it a Q&A session with members of the band. I felt like it was more like a college lecture. You know, Adam gets up in front of everybody and talks about their writing techniques that pertain to polyrhythms and hands around his Gibson Les Paul for everybody, the Silver Birds for everybody to strum on. But he set aside like a full hour to sign autographs and take pictures. And so, you know, I got the opportunity to go up to him. I was like, man, I got to say something to him. I don't want to, like, fanboy out over him, right? Because I'm not like that. But honestly, when I discovered these guys' music when I was a teenager, I'm almost 40 now, but you know, I discovered them right before they released Lateralis, and music really got me out of a dark place. So I just said something really brief. I was like, hey man, I don't want to fanboy over you or anything, but I just want to say that, like, you're one of my guitar heroes. And he was like super gracious about it, you know. He just, hey, thanks man, I really appreciate it. And
that's
that was
awesome.
It. That was really all I got to say, but it was cool. You know?
But at least you had a good interaction.
Yeah, that's awesome. You never know.
Sometimes
they don't want you. They're like, I hate this.
Even though you're saying something remarkably complimentary, I'm not asking for your autograph. I'm not asking for a picture. I'm trying to relay a deep felt sentiment, and they just look at you like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, Geddy Lee could have cared less.
Right,
he did not want to be there. Like the limpest handshake.
Right.
You know, when someone just sticks their hand out like, blah. That's kind of where he was at.
I mean, I will say I'm glad it was him and not one of the other members of the band. I don't want to, you know, draw any judgments since I haven't met anybody else, but I have heard that one member of that band in particular would have been about like that. He doesn't like the you know, people fawning over him kind of thing. And, you know, and I get it, but sure. I'm really glad it was somebody. You know that old saying about don't meet your heroes. Well, I'm glad that this wasn't an example of that. Right. I was really actually.
But I think the one member of that band you're talking about, it's pretty much known.
Would that be the lead singer?
Yeah, I mean, like,
it might be.
Yeah, I mean, it's even a thing in like our industry. It's like, there's ways to get an interview, but like he will just say yes or no. He doesn't want to do it. He makes no bones about it. So it's like, don't even bother.
And I'm okay with
it.
Yeah.
You're right. It is Maynard, and I don't know if I can say this on the air, so get the dump button ready. I'm not cussing, but he has been known to refer to his fans as insufferable retards.
Jesus.
He actually doubled down on it. You kind of, and I will say, I get it. He was pressed on it at one point, and he said, look, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the more fanatical fans, and if you know Tool fans, you know a lot of them can get, like,
very fanatical. Yeah.
So I kind of get where he's coming from. I got to at least play devil's advocate here. Again, I've never met the guy personally, so I don't want to pass judgment. But I'll put it this way. What I said to Adam, I would not have said to him because I would have been afraid of getting that kind of blowback.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
My thing is, then why do you keep doing it? You know what I mean? Inevitably, if you sign a record contract and agree to put out a record, the idea is that people are going to buy it, right?
You hope.
You can't back out of it. If that's why you're doing it, that's exactly what you hope happens. Then these people sustain your livelihood. They come to your shows. And I get the people can be fanatical, for sure. But also, on some level, be proud that you've moved people in such a way that you would describe them as fanatical for something that's music. You know what I mean? They're not making them do something stupid. People aren't going crazy. It's like, it's music and people like it that much. Good.
Have you ever heard?
I guess with him in that band, it doesn't bug me as much. Because you also don't see them like eating outside the Ivy or whatever in Beverly Hills.
Right.
They stay so much out of the spotlight. I'm just like, all right. And they let, you know, like, our music sells.
I get that. But you don't need to insult your own fans.
Well, I never would.
There's a level of that celebrity that just won't talk to you.
And that's okay.
And you know who those people are.
Yeah.
They're Madonnas. They're Bob Dylan's. They're Axl Rose's.
Sure.
You've never even heard Axl Rose's voice.
Right.
You don't even know what that guy sounds like.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't do interviews. I don't even think he talks to anybody.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
Because he's not just insulting anyone.
No.
He's just,
that's just
disappeared.
That's the way
I would say on the other side, you guys remember the super group Hell Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
So those guys, yeah.
Vinnie Paul was in it, right? Tom Maxwell, Chad Gray, but they were doing a show. They were just kind of like, I don't think they'd been together that long, but they're doing a show at El Corazon. Now, somebody else is supposed to host this Q&A with them, put on, I want to say, by Guitar Center.
All right.
About playing the guitar.
Sure.
So, anyhow, I don't know who's supposed to do it. Somebody falls out. Castle calls me and goes, can you walk down there and do it? I said, sure. So, it's El Corazon, but now I'm upstairs backstage before the fans get up there. And, like, Vinnie Paul, right, I guess it was Chet, they're just, like, looking at me, and they say something, and I go, I don't know. And Vinnie Paul's like, do you have any idea about, like, music or our music specifically? And I just went, I honestly, dude, I don't. And he goes, oh, it's all right, man. You want a beer?
I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God.
And then, like, because the handler was kind of not happy with me. And he's like, no, we'll handle it. He goes, just introduce us. I said, all right, I could do that. But they couldn't have been nicer. Like, I think I just honestly, they're intimidating dudes.
They look like, intimidating.
I was like a deer in headlights. I'm like, I don't know. He just like, do you have any idea what you're doing up here? I'm like, no.
Dude, that was what I'd always say about Zach Wilde, right? Zach Wilde, he was here years ago. Whatever, he's supposed to do, back to El Corazon. He's going to do a meet and greet and sign some autographs. Same kind of thing. I think talk about some guitar stuff. Whatever. Things go south here. He gets hammered, passes out on the kitchen floor, shows up at this thing late. There's people there hoping to get autographs, blah, blah, blah. He shows up, and he walks right by the autograph table, right? And we're like, oh, no. There's some cover band or something that's going to play. He looks at this guy in the band, give me your guitar. And this guy's more than happy to hand him his guitar. Looks at the band, hey, man, do you guys know whatever song? They're like, yeah. He's like, let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4. And now this band, who had absolutely no expectation of jamming with Zach Wilde, man, and he is shredding. I mean, he's going all out. And then he's looking out in the audience like, hey, man, I want to play, name a song. Who can sing it? Right? And people are like, well, I can't. Get the F up here on stage, man. And I mean, I was like, this might be the coolest thing I've seen someone do. This is a guy that is so gracious and so happy to have people that want to see him. I'm like, this is the guy you want on your side. Maybe not with the wet beard and getting drunk, but man,
and that smell.
Shredding on stage. I was like, this is cool.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime moment? 206-803-ROCK.